for soup and you go clam chowder or lobster bisque, like you immediately pull the rug out from under your first choice. Because
I like them both.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why it was a good question. Because like it's like yeah. you know, there's.
He also doesn't like offending anyone or even soup apparently.
Yeah, so. It's clam chowder. I don't want the clam chowder fans out there to be upset.
And with the hate mail, the chowder gang. Chowder gang sounds like the cabbage.
We rolling? Kids, right? Awesome. Welcome back to Real News. Yes. We made up, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have sound effects.
No, it's okay. That's fine.
That's how we start. Hey,
you
guys.
Sound effects?
No.
No
sound
I'm out of here.
Beep, beep, beep. We need a soundboard. Oh, guys, thanks for coming, man.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Appreciate it. It's good to be here. Vinny, if you could turn down your energy, that'd be great.
All yes. Right, cool. Match my bullshit stoner energy.
If we could just all speak in monotone, that'd be nice.
Okay. You really do. That's your normal speaking voice, though, huh?
It is. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen you raise your decibel level audibly only a few times.
Mm-hmm. Angrily or happily?
Yeah, what kind of mood was I in?
I think it was happily. It was like one of those, you know, sometimes you see Vinny, you haven't seen him for a while, and he gives
you
like a real,
it. You look like
he's like a real big
snap.
Hug, and sometimes that like lasts for too long, but you're like, hey, he's a good guy, so I'll let it linger, you know?
Wow.
You also hilarious. Like you also wrap up in a good way. You know, there's some people that just like don't know how to hug right,
you gotta
which is kind of weird.
You gotta have the faces touch. Yeah.
Yeah. Or not, you know.
Yeah. Just why are you going no huddle on us right now?
What's that?
Why are you going no huddle?
Yeah, do I need the cans?
No, you don't. I'm just asking why. Is that your show, Rachel?
I feel like
I mean,
I look,
don't care. You can leave it not on. I'm just curious.
I look more official with the headphones on. People who aren't watching this, we all have headphones on now. We're all in it for the hour.
Now we're here.
Look how good he. I don't even know how this works. Dude, how many podcasts have you done?
Almost, well, of our own, of about last night, almost 500.
But how many have you done on top of that?
I mean, probably another 200, right?
Okay. So you're almost in the four-digit realm.
Yeah.
You're close.
What a great new thing to brag about, you know what I'm saying? Because as comedians, people love to find new things.
That's good.
To, like, post about and, like, new stats. Like,
look up Guinness. See if it's a world record.
The amount of, like, you know, shows you've done in a year. I've done this many podcasts.
You should look up Guinness. Maybe you guys have the record.
Oh, my God.
Or you have the record.
No, but I'm saying, like, in total. By the way, what is your guys'
who do you think has the record? Mark Maron, maybe?
I don't know.
No, because I don't think he's done it.
Yeah,
that's well, true. He's probably Rogan.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, true. Yeah, because he'll do like two
Rogan
a day.
Rogan did a lot of his own.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of
I think Maron does two a week. Yeah, I think so.
Rogan's doing every day now, isn't he?
Yeah, and sometimes twice a day.
Well, when you're getting that amount of cash to do some ads, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just.
We have a nice.
By the way, when that point hopefully comes, dude, I'm going to pull a Shaq and just be like, dude, anybody who wants me to sell anything, dude, I'm game. Okay. You see Shaq's doing Papa John's now?
Yeah. And he's also doing the insurance with the general.
Yeah, well, that's been
going
on for a while. Yeah. I think it does athlete's foot.
General.
I mean, he's going to be doing tampons
just in general,
soon.
Athlete's
like,
foot? Just against it? Or
Shaq Pons? What's that?
Athlete's foot? Is he against it?
They're just huge.
I think he's for it. I think he's got it. So
got it.
Okay. I think everything he's sponsoring, that's the thing, too, that I dig about Shaq. He's like, you know.
He has the general insurance.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got athlete's foot. He's like, I got feet. I'm an athlete. They're like, that's not what it is. Papa John's. I knew I got a Papa. I'm like, all right, man. I play with John. John Walsh. I listen to John Legend. You're like, all right, man. You're just a big dumb, but people like you.
Dude, are you so likable? You could sell anything.
Truly. That's pretty much what I just said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for doubling down. Thanks for that hot take, Vinny.
he looks like he's
experienced. It's like he's got a Papa,
enough.
And he knows a guy named John.
Yeah.
Oh, he's.
That would be great if you truly didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? If you were like that guy.
Wait, is that what you meant?
Yeah. Dude, you're a bad actor. Do not put this tape on your reel.
Order in court.
All right.
Guys, can I introduce?
Can we explain the show, too, for anyone who's new to the...
Yeah, please.
No one even knows.
Yeah, explain the show.
If there are people to watch us, they don't know what the fuck this is. Tell them where we are.
All right. Can we swear on this podcast, by the way?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then for anyone who's watching, just so you know, I'm sounding a little different. I just had oral surgery.
Yeah, oral what?
Oral surgery. Yeah, hence the problem. I can't speak properly right now. Anyway, we are on.
The wisdom teeth,
or you
right?
gave
wisdom
oral teeth, surgery. Yeah. that sounds like there's some, that you might have.
Is that like a precision blowjob joke? I'm confused on that.
Precision.
No, gave it like you give a blowjob. Yeah, I guess it was
oral
a blowjob.
But it's yeah. Okay.
If you didn't get with the oral the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember being knocked out?
Yes. Apparently, I danced in the dentist's office.
Wow.
And then I
Wisdom teeth is one of the funnier post-surgery video. Reaction, you know what I'm saying? Like people that high that you have pre and post surgery.
I didn't get the gas though. I got just the actual anesthesia. So I didn't have like the loopiness that everyone else comes off of it.
Oh, why not?
Because they had to actually put me out for mine. I couldn't stay awake for mine.
But you were dancing?
Oh, same with me.
Well, you don't stay awake for any of it.
No, there's people that are stay awake. Yeah, what? people that get the gas will actually stay awake during.
But let's go back still, to you were dancing.
No, I'm out. Like,
well, the gas still knocks you out.
No, there's some people that they keep awake, and then some people that get the gas, and then there's my version.
So are you sure?
Yeah, there's like 3 degrees of wisdom teeth.
Dude, these are those sick sadomasochistic people that are just like, I yeah, see dude, it. Like tug on my taint while you're doing it, and you're like, all right, man, this is not the place. rub on my athlete's foot.
But you said you were dancing. I keep pulling us back to you. Were you actually dancing from this the anesthesia?
I got up from. I just my girlfriend told me I got up from the chair.
Yeah,
and then they asked me if I could walk out, and I couldn't really walk. Oh, and then apparently, like 15 seconds passed, and then I just started dancing.
Nice.
And then they're like, all right, he's good. And then they let me go.
I don't know what the weirdest shit they've seen in that office is, what people do when they're
from they probably tape some stuff, you know, and just have it holding for ransom. Yeah, yeah. Right? Dude, why wouldn't you?
I had my 4 wisdom teeth out like 3 years ago. After I got my surgery out, I went to go get my prescription, but my cousin didn't get out of the car to go get the prescription for me. So I'm bleeding all over my face. And I went in to get the prescription, and I couldn't talk because anytime I talk about it, like blood would come out. So I'm trying to get my prescription. I'm typing what I need. Oh, I'm like, guys,
God,
I kept going like this. They were looking at me like I was a psycho.
You
Who's your
were.
Cousin? Why is yeah. that?
He didn't go in for me, but why? I couldn't tell my cousin. He just wasn't thinking. He was high, and he just wasn't thinking, and he didn't go inside.
So he was like, dude, go in. They'll be chill.
I was
see
like,
bloody mouth people talking all the time.
Right. But I was also high, and I was just like, I got this. And I go in there, dude. It was crazy.
Blood leaking.
They filled my prescription quickly, though.
Of course.
That's good.
Yeah.
So that's how you're
just only guessing what you have.
This gave me anything. You want to do the honor or do the
intro? Or the intro, just so everyone knows. Real news we made up. Basically, the entire premise of our podcast, our show, is that at some point we will read 4 news stories, 2 of which are entirely true and 2 of which are entirely made up. And our guests try and debunk them. And in the middle and the beginning and at the end, we do a bunch of little improv games. Utilizing either real headlines or making up news stories on the spot. So it's just kind of lighthearted. Everyone's just being an idiot. Don't expect to learn anything. And yeah, welcome.
I expect to learn a bit.
Okay. You might learn some crazy news stories.
That's true. That is true, yeah.
I can't wait. Let's do it.
Our guests are awesome. Let me introduce you guys real quick. Brandon Rogers, very funny YouTube celebrity here. He's got.
Have we gone away from YouTuber? It's YouTube celebrity now?
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
I'm a comedian, and YouTube was the best fucking platform I could get on at the time, and then that just blew up. And so
you take offense to YouTuber versus comedian?
Because YouTubers are there. It's a different category, I think. Yeah. YouTubers vlog their life, and they show what they're. You know,
what do you do?
I play.
He also does stand up comedy. I was going to get there too.
But
what does that mean? Also do stand up comedy?
You do it, or you do it?
You also do it.
I do it in addition to YouTube.
Right.
So I don't film my stand-up, and that's my... YouTube is a totally different thing. I do, like, sketches, and I play different characters.
Nice.
So, like, little documentaries on the characters. And that blew up because YouTube is not a funny place. It's not... I mean, if you look at who's big on YouTube, who's, like, classified as a YouTuber in that community, who's funny? And like...
Liza, David, 2 of the biggest names out there right now. I mean, David makes some
but
of the
But they
best.
Don't identify as a comedian. They're not like, I'm a comedian.
Hey, Susan Mero start on YouTube or no?
Who?
Jesus and what's his name? The guys on Showtime. Jesus.
Jesus.
You guys know these guys?
No.
On Showtime.
Fuck, what? All right, moving on. They're huge. They have a talk show on Showtime.
I'm not saying there are no comedians on YouTube at all. I'm just saying, like, YouTube, when you think of YouTube, it's not a platform that identifies solely as a comedy platform.
Oh, right. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's not a platform where you're like, oh, that's like, remember E-Bomb's World?
Yeah.
When we had comedy curated for us. YouTube is.
You don't think people go to YouTube for comedy?
I think people do. I mean, people go to YouTube for anything.
Yeah.
But I don't consider it. I feel like it used to be a platform that had a lot more people who identified first as a comedian, and then you know now are sort of more about their lifestyle.
That's true.
Which can be funny. I mean, I'm not saying they can't be funny. I'm just saying they're not comedian. They don't identify as comedians.
That's true. You're right. There aren't that many comedians on YouTube that are specifically creating content.
Yeah. So what did you do? What was one of your first things that really took off where you're like, all right, I should start making this like a regular thing?
I did a character in a grocery store, and people didn't know who I was. Someone took 6 seconds of this of me freaking out in an aisle because someone I get hit in the head with a bag of candy, and it's a cheap laugh, but those people thought it was a real video, and that blew up on Vine,
right?
And they didn't know who I was, and then they realized there's all these other characters, and it just kind of popped.
There's a bunch of those where I feel like I would see something that looked like it just happened spontaneously, and then you find out, oh no,
right,
that was
all planned out,
an actor, a comedian, and then you, but good for you, right? Then you play off that, and then make more of those, and then eventually you want people to know who who it is.
Eventually, right? So you can build on that. Yeah, and I just wanted to, I wanted to, there was like one, I mean, there weren't, no one was doing quite what I was doing in large scale. A lot of people were doing what I was doing, but I haven't seen anyone really like blow up from that specific form of comedy just yet. And now it's like a lot of people are finding their own ways to be, I mean, that's why I love YouTube, is that just if you have a really funny concept, there is a possibility that a lot of people will find your particular brand of, you know, entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, and what, rather than having to go through a producer or a third yeah, party.
True.
To,
do you think what's your biggest character as far as like the most popular character that you do?
The most popular? Sam. He's from Tennessee, and he's straight as a dick. He doesn't talk about his sexuality, but he's an interviewer. He interviews people. He's a very pleasant guy.
I think I've seen these,
Yeah, but he's like my on location person. And some characters are, you know, like sketches, and in other words, I put them out in public.
I love it.
How many views, like you post a video, let's say tomorrow, right? How many in a day do you get views?
It's good if you can hit a million under 24 hours.
Yep.
Under 24
I'd say
hours.
So. I feel like that's pretty good. Damn, dude. And you monetize everything?
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to. I mean, it's hard to be. Again.
Do you have a house?
I live in an apartment.
Nice. Could you buy a house?
I think right now there's better things I'd invest in.
That's good.
I enjoy good it.
Like more of those shirts.
Thank you. For anyone who's not watching this,
it looks comfy as fuck, by the way.
It's see-through.
It also looks
actually. It's like jersey material.
It looks like a shirt that you like tried to paint on. Where'd you get it at?
It's a basketball jersey polo.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I love it.
I actually think this is from some sort of a thrift or Ross.
Lady Foot Locker.
Lady Foot Locker.
Where did you get it, though?
Where did I get it?
Where?
I think like at some thrift place, or there was like Ross or somewhere where it's like it went one step down.
Dude, see, the stars are just like us. Dude. You know? Look at you shopping like a normal non-millionaire YouTuber. That's dope, dude. Here's what I'm curious about, because saying how like, you know, doing these videos to kind of get a reaction and then hopefully parlay that into some exposure. Yeah. Do you think that's the case with Two Girls, One Cup? You think that was a goof?
Ooh.
Do you think those girls were like, this is my way into getting seen?
They didn't put their names in it, did they?
But neither...
But he did put his name in it. Someone else just clipped it. Right. Someone just
You did? In the initial candy bag video?
Her
name was attached to it.
Not attached to the video that blew up. The video that, because someone took it and put it on Vine, and that blew up, and no one knew who was it. They didn't know it was me in the video.
But you posted originally.
Were you pissed? Were you like, fucking?
Well, it happens with several of my characters. And the worst part is people didn't know that it was the same actor playing any these different characters that were blowing up on Vine.
And this is what I'm saying. It would be great if you were like, took this time today to reveal that like you were the second girl in Two Girls, One Cup. And you were like,
God.
A lot of people think that it was ice cream. It was real shit. It got views. Did it not get views?
Dude, the shit will do
it. It did so well. If they didn't, whatever they were getting paid for that production.
I hope they monetize it, because you know that was original music. That shit was scored by a friend of theirs in the basement who was like, I'm trying to get
it. Music?
Dude, those chicks
you watched it with volume on?
Let's
pull it up right now.
Wait,
no, okay.
Dude, I did a Kermit the Frog reaction video to that, and that fucking got like.
I saw that.
That was the first video that I. Probably the fourth thing I ever posted on YouTube, when I was like, I should start fucking trying to put my sketches out there and like, you know, be vulnerable to the critique, because that's the biggest drawback when YouTube hit. And I was like, I should start like rolling the dice and just trying to, you know, build a brand or whatever. And then Two Girls, One Cup happened, and I was like, I saw these reaction videos, and I was like, I feel like I should do one of these, because it seems like people are watching, like even ones it was like somebody showing their grandma had like 500,000 hits in a day. And I was like, well, I can't just do another person. And I had this Kermit the Frog puppet, and I was like, that's kind of funny. And I go, what if I have Kermit watch it and then like be grossed out and then slide in a bottle of Lubriderm and start whacking off to it? And I did that, and it fucking got on Perez Hilton and Reddit like the next day.
How many views did you get?
Dude, it went from maybe 5,000 to 2 million in 3 days.
Wow.
And now it's at like, I don't know, you know, 6, 7.
And
then I did one where I bought a Rolf the Dog puppet. And had Kermit show Rolf.
Don't act like you didn't own those puppets already.
I had the Kermit one for sure. Oh, I want to be a Muppet puppeteer forever.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Still do.
This is a weird way of achieving part of that dream, because you got big off of puppeteering
trust me,
a Muppet.
Sesame Street's not going to hire
trust me. My mom saw the video and was like, didn't know what it was attached to. She's like, I think it's so great that you use Kermit for something finally. Like, you got to really just put your love for puppets. I'm like, Mom, do you know what this is attached to? She's like, no. I go, do you want to know? She's like, yes, of course. I want to know everything you're up to. I was like, well, this is not what I'm up to. It's what some lonely people are up to.
She's like, you haven't used that puppet once.
Yeah. I know,
man. Did you ever see the video you used?
Surprised I haven't gotten sued by the Henson Company, but I didn't monetize it, so.
Oh, man.
Also, it was funny, you know. Henson's got Kermit back. Got Kermit back in the spotlight, if anything.
Right.
Yeah. That's
like the thing. Our sponsors, Henson Brothers, for sponsoring this podcast.
Hilarious. I always thought too it'd be funny, like, because this is when Jay Leno was on the air, and I was like, dude, like, what a bummer if it got so big. You know, like sometimes things just get, like Rebecca Black, when she got so big from Friday.
Yeah.
She was on like every talk show.
Yeah.
So I was like, what if I'm sitting there and Leno's like, so what happened? Like, so look, so you found the girl shit. And then what? And then you thought, well, I could monetize this. I could really.
Dude, like, there's no way that video was real. That, I mean, I'm saying there's no way that was planned. There's no way that was planned. That was like,
you think they improvised that?
They just fucked around and videotaped that thing. They weren't like, let's go viral. There's
whatever,
no way.
Even if it was fake, there was something that came out of there that they had. They still had to like.
I mean,
eat
they
something.
Planned. I mean, they
I'm
planned.
Like
let's
I didn't
fuck
watch
around.
This video. Why can't I remember?
Two girls. You don't watch the video.
Definitely pull it up, dude.
Well, they.
Wow, no,
it's a cup full of.
You haven't seen it. Can I be honest? This is a great little video for you for your you know, for your followers to see you watch Two Girls One Cup for the first time.
That's okay.
That's okay. I'm telling you, dude. You know? Telling you,
I still like working with brands, and I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
If I do that video.
You don't have to show it. You show your reaction.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. I think that's
what kind of brands you working with now?
You know, like Fortune 500, like McDonald's isn't gonna.
Oh, they won't like you watching that, huh?
Yeah.
Bummer. They're like, no one's going to buy
our
soft
serve. That's all it takes,
too,
right now is one video, and just boom, one email.
And they'll pull it.
And every brand's like, hey, can't hire him anymore.
Have you felt that your overall demeanor and comedy and stuff has changed because of that?
No, I won't.
Good question. You're a little more filtered, right?
I cross the line, but I won't cross the next one, if that makes sense, because there's like a division. There's
but
like,
where's that first line at? Has the bar been lowered?
The first line's like PG-12.
Also probably matters on how much the brand is for.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, there's like PG-12 and then there's like PG-17.
Because you're like, I'll push the line. And McDonald's is like, will you? And you're like, I mean, let's talk about it.
That's a very
good for you,
very
dude.
Accurate good for
you. Adam Ray, we didn't get to introduce you, buddy. Let's Adam Ray, stand-up comedian, very funny guy, actor. He's been in a lot of movies. Ghostbusters. He's got a podcast about last night. Very successful podcast with Brad Williams, a good friend of mine. Adam Ray.
I think I still remember how I used to bring you on stage like 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Because I used to come do the Irvine and Brea show.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Together,
you were a treat, man.
And I think
like, crushed with a guitar. I do.
You remembered?
I remember
4
everybody.
Years ago?
Are you kidding me?
Wow, how do you have a memory?
A, I have a photographic memory, and B, I just like, how do you, yeah.
It was like, between 6 to 4 years ago, I was doing shows, and he would, him and.
I remember when you first started.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And
yeah, Melissa Villasenor would always come down and come do the shows, and yeah.
Do you remember where we first met?
I say no, please.
Wasn't a memorable.
He was like, experience. "Yeah, no, played the guitar. Remember the joke?
Vinny.
I got a photographic memory. Yeah, I remember when we met. You were playing guitar, so you don't remember.
Give me a second. I want to say it was a comedy club.
That's a good guess,
right?
Yeah,
do you
right.
know?
It has to be a comedy club.
Oh, you don't remember?
I don't remember either.
You could say anything.
You had a photographic memory, so I figured you.
You were wearing a green shirt.
Yeah, but you got to do something memorable. I feel like I think you hugged me. That's what you did. You hugged me. I hadn't even met you yet.
Hell yeah, I did. Came in there, gave
you. He owns it, dude. You me too'd me, man.
Dude, too bad, man. You got to do it.
You got to do it. By the way,
you got to take those hugs.
Like I was like, you me too'd me. And he goes, too bad. You got to do it. Like, can we isolate that audio for Vinny's album?
Ah, shit. All right, let's play these games.
Let's do it. Let's get into some games, dude.
Let's get into some games. All right. You give Adam the first story.
Cool. Well, no, we're doing Your Honor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a new game to the podcast where basically we take Florida Man headlines and one person gets to be the judge. The other person has to be the defendant of the client. And you have to try and get your client off the hook for this ridiculous crime.
Okay, great.
All right. Do you want to be the first defendant of your client?
Sure.
Okay. You can pick.
Oh, what did I do?
You can pick.
No, or not do.
You can pick whatever crime you want to defend.
He's my client?
Yeah, yeah, fictional. But these are real headlines.
These are real headlines. These are real stories. You can pick whatever, and then I will be the judge, and then you have to try and get your client off the hook.
Oh, I'm picking it?
Yeah, you can pick whatever.
Is it more fun if you pick it for me?
I mean, I'll pick it for you.
Yeah, you pick it for me.
You pick it for me.
All right, I'll pick it for you.
Yeah, because then there's, you know.
And there's more excitement to it.
Yeah, some skill involved.
You have no choice.
If I pick it, you'll give me like a 9-second head start of coming up with a.
All right, cool. You have your client is accused of smearing feces on Crunch Fitness bathroom sauna.
Again.
Order in the court.
And he has caused $500,000 in damages to the gym, and 15 people have canceled their memberships.
Oh, please rise for the judge.
I'm not doing that.
Everyone just. Boy, this court's weird. That's my opening statement. This court's weird, man. My client has been a member at 24 Hour Fitness for 22 years.
Yeah.
Had a family membership. I think we all know what that looks like. You get in at the ground level. It's about $11 a month. It's a hell of a deal. But recently, he was lured in to the world of Crunch Fitness, to the world of better bodies, better conversations, better IG stories. Just everybody's hot, and everyone's meeting up to fuck and work out, and not in that order.
Right.
My client's there getting his workout on, getting looked at, getting stared at.
Yes.
Using the sauna, which he was told repeatedly at the front desk that he could use after hours, because he'd worked out a little deal where he would feature them on his YouTube channel and give them some extra publicity. Let's just say that that deal was not held up on their end, as my client came in to use the sauna at 11:15 p.m., as you can see if you check your papers.
Yeah, let me see here.
It's not on that one. But we wrote it down.
We put it on.
Yeah, I can't
find
it.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
But it was there. And they said verbatim, can I actually read what they said?
Yeah.
They said, hey, man, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? ... And he said, from your mom's house. He could feel some of the combativeness that was already coming at him.
Can you verify? Is that actually
I wanted to cut them off. You know, I start sooner. You know, I didn't want them to have the first punch verbally.
Okay.
I only was defending myself. Mm.
They said, can you please leave? We're closed. And he said, well, I have a deal. I can use the sauna after hours. I know Crunch closes at 9:30 so that, you know, people can go fuck after they've met at the gym, which is, again,
and that's no secret.
Everyone knows that's what's happening there. Right. Mm. That's what the people behind the desk want to do. Yep. But again, a sauna deal had been worked out.
Sauna deals.
So he's there to use the sauna. They said no. Look, my client had just gotten off his keto diet that day.
Oh, that's a rough diet, yeah.
And was going full Chipotle.
Oof.
And let's just say he's packing a lot of snacks in that butt.
Okay.
Yeah. And
understandable.
And when they said you can't use the sauna, and they used a racial slur.
Oh, which slur did they use?
I think let's let the record show that it was a big one.
Okay.
Let's just say it
had a lot of weight.
Okay.
And I was.
Yeah. I think you remember what it was.
It hurt me. It was very painful. It was big. Oh, it's gonna cut. It's gonna. It's so painful, I can't recall it.
I understand.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
That's
but just imagine the worst thing it can be called.
Could you spell it?
It had at least, there were at least two letters back to back. And
in most words, that's the case.
Yeah. Bigger.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it hurt, needless to say. Okay. So my client felt, compelled to fire back. Mm. And it just so happened that the choice of weapon was going to be anus.
Okay.
And look, I think we can all learn something from those who came before us. Smearing shit is kind of an old pastime, but a quick way to get the message across. Mm. If you truly go back in the history books and look at a lot of the debacles and discrepancies that went down between foreign leaders, arch rivals, even play arch rivals, the video game on Super Nintendo from 1993.
Yep.
A lot of post game fights. Those guys would just smear shit on.
Yeah.
So my client shit a lot outside. Went outside, complied. Went outside, shit, and
it was all I had.
And it's all he had left, and rubbed it.
So I would
on the doors of the Crunch and went inside, and they didn't stop him. Obviously, he had shit all over his hands.
Yeah.
And
so I would just like to point out that you are supposed to be trying to get your client off, and what you have done is just completely confess in vivid detail.
Well, I want to tell you
that
why
he has in fact committed the crime.
The motive is clear. Now, I think we can all sympathize.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and
now
points for being honest.
So now the motive.
Thank you. I thought honesty was the key. I thought we all. I thought I was also told behind closed doors that if we did confess that there would be a lesser punishment.
Your Honor, your verdict?
No, I'm not done. Also,
so as of right now, you've admitted to causing $500,000 in damages.
I also want to question that amount. It was not that much shit. $500,000.
It damaged the sauna itself. It completely has to be torn out and replaced.
It cleans itself.
The wood has absorbed the smell of the shit, and then on top of that, the door was left open afterwards.
To vent it out. Again, my client was showing a considerate amount of decency for Crunch Fitness.
Yes. They brought in an expert who was able to break down that once the shit particles turn into a gas, they get into all of the mats, all of the towels, all of the panels in the ceiling. Wow. Everything still smells.
For the record, I want to show that I looked up and found the name of the sauna company, and they told me, they gave me a quote, $15,000 to replace that sauna. So, Your Honor, I want to say that we are being pressed for more money than, and you know what? Here they are right now. This is the guy.
Sure. You want to answer that and ask him about the fecal matter at the sauna?
Hello? Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be over like at 6. For sure. Can you make that casserole? I love you, baby.
Yeah,
sorry, booty call. I think that...
Not the sauna guy.
That was the sauna guy.
The sauna girl?
Sauna guy. Okay. And...
That's why you go to Crunch. My
client will not be paying $500,000. If anything, you guys should be paying him. And I think as a sign of respect, I think you can smear some of that shit on your face.
Okay. Good defense, Your Honor. The verdict.
We rest. We got this, dude.
I'm going to say that you are absolutely responsible for the $500,000 in damages.
What? This
all
is
the multiple
insane.
Quotes. And on top of that, I believe you may now be facing 30 days in jail
for 30 days
for threatening a judge.
I can't go to jail.
To rub
I got
shit
a kid.
In his own face. In fact, you may be the worst attorney we have ever seen in this courtroom.
That's not true.
I don't even know if you are a qualified lawyer.
Have you seen
lawyer.
Franklin and Bash?
We're actually going to have to terrible. We're going to have to take your license away from you.
I don't even have one. My driver's or my.
Dude, I thought it was a hell of a defense, buddy. Good job.
Dude.
Brandon, you ready, buddy?
Yes.
He said,
I'm gonna
smear shit in your face.
Yeah. All right. Well,
not my defense attorney. I know that.
Thank God I'm not like literally going to, you know, try to do a case right after this. You guys are like, dude, let's have an actual lawyer in to like, it'd be fun to see how he does like with a comedy bit. And you're like, wait, you do this for real? Sorry, dude.
That would be a hilarious sketch show to have like a comic come in and pretend to be an attorney.
Is that not?
You guys not picking up on the joke where I'm trying to reiterate every one of his jokes?
Oh,
anyway,
was that also an actual thing that was already done?
Well, didn't Fred Savage and Rob Lowe do a show on Fox where it was like, you guys don't keep up with Rob Lowe?
No,
I don't keep up with Fox.
They did a show where they played. I think Fred Savage or Rob Lowe was an actor who played a lawyer on TV. And then he became one in real life.
Whoa.
It didn't last long, but you'd think those two guys together would be enough to carry some.
Oh, that was moderately recent, right?
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know
yeah.
that show. But
I know you're talking about.
All right, Brandon, we're going to give you a to defend your client here.
I'm aware of what he did.
Your client was accused of intentionally pressure washing his neighbor.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury and the honor, my client is a hygienist, and I think we can all use more of those. He believes in a clean town, not like, you know, physically clean. He believes in purity. He's a God's man. Ooh. Which I think we can all, you know, agree are vastly underrepresented these days. And there was just and I say this in the most professional, legitimate tone I possibly can. A total piece of shit living next door to him.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And they had their music in their house loud, and he knew it because they always have it really loud right at 12 in the afternoon, prime nap time for anyone who cares to take a nap.
Oh, I hate that, yeah.
And just the easiest way to clean the situation was to take a pressure washer
to his name.
And bust their front window open and shove it into their living room and blast them awake on their couch. I think anyone in his situation would have done the same exact thing.
Even during his daughter's quinceañera.
When someone is this disruptive to his daughter's quinceañera, there is no more appropriate time to break into someone's house,
Agreed.
Insert a pressure washer, and stick it in a hole that we don't know what it is. It's because it's a bit undisclosed. We don't know how close the pressure washer got to the victim, or if it even went into a hole.
Was at 400 PSI.
Well, then
that's 92 mile an hour water.
Well, I think we can all agree then that a hole was
she
made.
She lost her two front teeth on her quinceañera.
Did any of the water get on the nachos?
Well, it's going into the house. The nachos are in the front yard next door. Of course no water got in there.
Well, that's good.
It did go out the back of the back of her and kill her dog, though. And that's on her for having a brittle body.
Yeah. The water went through her body and murdered her dog.
Well,
you realize this wasn't even on the sheet.
Well,
so now we're...
God damn it, dude.
Don't worry. I got this. I can turn this around. I can turn this around. What do you think you would do in the situation if someone was listening to music loud at 12 in the afternoon while you're trying to have a quinceañera for your daughter?
12 in the afternoon.
It was 12 in the afternoon.
Yes.
She has her music on.
Mm-hmm.
It
her
did not fit
there.
The theme of the Hispanic event that we're trying to... It was from some other Latin country, who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
So the Hispanic music wasn't fitting.
It was a different type of Hispanic music that was playing next door, and I knew it.
Is your problem just in general with Hispanic music?
With the incorrect Hispanic music. Yeah. It was a totally different cadence, totally different.
If you wouldn't mind, if you could vocalize what the correct Hispanic music would sound like, could you do that just so we have a reference for the court?
Yes, please.
Lots of, it needs enough flair.
No, we need to hear it. We need to actually hear.
Yeah, I'd hose him down too.
Yeah.
You know what? We're actually going to award your client with $500,000 and a sauna, just because that is incredibly annoying. And
you couldn't sing some Enrique? I mean, what the fuck was that? Oh God!
What?
I hope you take Venmo because I'm not paying.
All right. So should we do some Your Honor stories, or should we bounce into the real news?
No, let's do some.
All right. You want to give us one? Here, give me one and give him one.
Take your authority.
I'm going to stand for this.
Okay.
Who's going to stand for this?
You're going first?
I'll ride for the court?
Yeah you're giving him.
I'll defend my client.
Let's see.
We're doing a really good
here
podcast
we go. I'm
when
the
Adam
judge.
Is yawning.
Well, let's see here. Man accused of throwing pancake batter at woman arrested. So you were arrested for throwing...
Your client, yeah. Your client.
Your client was arrested for throwing pancake batter on an old woman... Just a woman.
Okay.
Doesn't give the age?
Doesn't say the age.
You know,
this is an easy case.
It's like an old lady versus like somebody in their 20s. There's a little bit more.
Didn't say no specific age. I know the age. She was actually 41, which is middle-aged. Nothing wrong with that. Wonderful age, actually. A lot of things happen in their 40s. First of all, I'd like to state pancakes are delicious. Pancake batter, I could eat it without being cooked. I could spoonful and eat pancake batter. It's delicious. A lot of people go to IHOP on a regular basis. A lot of people go to Denny's. Bob Evans, if you're on the East Coast, and enjoy pancakes. So, you know, this man, he's got a passion for pancakes, as if, you know, you have a passion for law, I understand. And this guy said, you know what?
Let's not assume. You don't know I'm passionate about law.
True, but I know you have passions, as we all do, right? And
maybe.
Yeah. And this guy's got a passion for pancakes, my client. And he saw a lady that looked like maybe she needed a little cheering up to do. And pancakes is one of those things that you just cheer people up with. If I get a pancake in the morning, I just... Makes me happy. Why do you think they eat them in the mornings? Mornings. Start your day off nicely. Get yourself a little fluffy treat.
Sir, what the fuck are you talking about? You're rambling. Get to the point. Message received. Pancakes are tasty.
Pancakes are tasty. Mm. And he sees this lady on the street. She's only 41. And he said, this lady needs a little cheering up to do. So he's lightly splattered her with some batter. Now, didn't get into her purse, so it didn't ruin any of her valuables. Her shirt still intact, washable, was an oil-based pancake batter.
Ah, and so she's got to wash herself in oil.
No, it was not oil-based pancake batter. So. she's not injured, and she's fine.
I would just like to point out to the court that I think those charges should be dropped on me because the police obviously didn't find it to be too sincere. Instead of being charged with assault and battery, it was documented as assault and batter.
Okay, based on that pun alone, I think we're going to lessen the sentence to...
Your Honor, I'd like to state that... Again, I'd like to reiterate, pancakes are delicious. So
although that
verdict?
Although that was funny, she did. There was a list of injuries that she obtained.
Yeah, pull those up.
Oh, okay. I'd like to hear these.
We have, and it's a list. Let me tell you.
We have a black eye.
She got a black eye from pancakes.
Sprained ankle.
Jesus Christ.
Swollen clitoris.
yes.
I don't know how that might be separate from.
I would like to say that two out of three of those were already in existence prior to the batter.
We don't know how swollen the clitoris was before the batter hit her. Body.
Your Honor,
I do. That my client
was trying to heal. I've heard that pancakes.
Liver disease.
There's studies here. I have studies.
Lyme disease.
I have a study
Lyme
here.
Lyme and Lyme disease.
Studies show that pancake batter have healing properties that help with swollen clitoris and, it says right here, swollen clitoris and black eyes. So.
Well, unfortunately, she had comically thin skin, and she's now suffering from the worst rashes. She looks like a burn victim.
Wow. Also says here allergic to pancake batter, allergic to pancake puns. So I don't know if you knew that.
I'm gonna
hates her grandkids.
You know what? Just send him in jail. You know, fuck this guy.
All right,
I didn't want to be here.
Jail. Cum. How long did we say the sentence?
I'm a public defender. Mm. I'm getting paid at a minimal. This is bullshit.
Okay, well we just got word that she's now dead. So. Well, you're getting your, that doesn't, doesn't help. Unfortunately, we got to send you to jail for a few days. Yeah. Sorry,
I'll take a few days for murder.
Yeah, dude. Damn it, you already hit it.
Oh, it does. Nice.
Nice. A few days for jail,
dude. I could play this game all day.
All right,
Adam Ray.
Or at least for another 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, we still got to read our news story. It's the main point of this.
I don't know about all day, but yeah, I get the sentiment. Someone's got stuff to do. Let's see. I like this one. Man who... Okay. So, Elton, your client here threatened his family with Coldplay lyrics and held them hostage in a standoff with the SWAT team. They finally... let the family go after... Pizza was promised to him.
You making stories?
No, it says, I'm just explaining it in a better way than it's written.
Oh, okay.
Can you
allegedly threatened family with Coldplay lyrics.
Yes.
End standoff after SWAT promises him pizza.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Got it.
I never got
so
that
what,
pizza.
So what are the charges, just so I'm clearly identifying them?
Well,
what is the actual charge against my client?
There's four charges of murder. Because you...
So he killed them with the Coldplay lyrics.
No, he killed their...
Their will to live.
Yeah.
So assisted suicide.
Yes.
Got it. With Coldplay lyrics. Okay. Coldplay. Okay.
He knew that they... that they didn't like that group. Mm. So this was like also like an abrasive... I don't know what that charge is exactly.
Okay.
Been charged with, I guess, intent to ruin the day, someone's day.
Okay.
They don't like Coldplay. You know, they can't afford Coldplay tickets even if they wanted to go.
Frankly, it's just rude.
Okay.
It's being really just
Understood.
Being a big asshole.
Okay. Yeah.
Can any of you name a Coldplay song?
I can name thousands, yeah.
Thousands?
Yeah.
How many songs have they made?
Maybe you should ask your family how many they can name. Vinny. Wait, who did this again? You did, right? Yeah, your client did this. Yeah,
That was the exact question.
I didn't get the pizza. So.
You know, let's pick a different one. all right. How about this? One? How about this one? Yeah, that one's too much.
What did you elaborate on? What is the actual real crime or headline?
Man who allegedly threatened family with Coldplay lyrics and standoff after SWAT promises and pizza.
Wait, that's actually it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, it's Florida. Wait, did you say these are all from
these
Florida?
These are all Florida real. These crimes. Are all.
What an adventure that place is. Everything is said.
Yeah, it really is.
All right. Squirrel attacks man. Rodent was raised by neighbor.
Squirrel attacks man. Rodent was raised by neighbor. Okay. My client here has a pet squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Did have a pet squirrel. Unfortunately, the state has now ordered the squirrel to be terminated. Mm. And as we can all see, we all have dogs. We all have cats. We all love our animals. And for some reason, a squirrel isn't allowed. And the neighbor, for some reason, decided to enforce that on his own will. And the neighbor was constantly trying to set up traps on the property line to terminate my client's squirrel. Mm. And in fact, one day the squirrel got caught in the trap, and while trying to be executed, he bit the neighbor.
Well, I have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. What was the squirrel's name?
Timothy.
Timothy Douglas.
Timothy Douglas, TD.
Where did you get the squirrel? Pet shop?
I believe you found him, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. He was injured.
He was injured in a tree?
I knew the answer to that, because nobody goes to get a squirrel from a pet shop.
It's a weird thing.
Because we as a society have not declared them as pets. Timothy, you picked up a reckless animal from the wild.
He's looking for help.
And brought him. He was looking for help?
He's injured.
Can you talk to squirrels?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was hoping you wouldn't say that. Because that just makes you look even more like a, and I'm sorry to make this
I could
pun,
talk to them.
Nut job.
Do they talk back? No.
Right. And what did you say to Timothy when you found him in the woods?
I said, Timothy, you look injured, buddy. You look like you need a little help. I'm going to help you out.
You knew he was Timothy, right? You could sense
it. Well, I named him because, you know, I just make very friendly. Yeah. It's a friendly interaction.
Now, you said you found him in a tree?
Yeah.
What tree?
The oak tree. The
tree doesn't have a name.
Do you remember what kind of tree that was?
Yeah, it was like an oak tree.
It was kind of like an oak tree, or it was an oak tree?
I mean, I'm not a tree expert or anything, Your Honor, but...
Well, not with that attitude.
It's got you there.
Was there one squirrel in the tree, or were there multiple squirrels? Did you single this one out? Because squirrels, travel in packs.
This was the only one weeping for help with his injury to his...
The squirrel was crying.
For his leg, yeah.
Let the record show squirrels...
It was like a weird...
beep. What was that again?
Like that.
Right.
Your Honor, I would just like to state that I don't understand why the premise in which he found the squirrel has anything to do with the fact that the neighbor who was bit was trying to execute the squirrel, which alone is a crime in its own.
Well, I think that's a normal thing to do. Killing squirrels.
Killing squirrels is a normal thing to do.
If I see a squirrel, I'll kill it.
Yes, it's like breathing.
Any squirrel, it doesn't matter.
Well, they're not. They don't have souls.
You could be at a restaurant at the Grove, and if you see a squirrel, you will get up with your butter knife and try and kill it.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's not
I
a
will
dog.
Tell them to. I will ask them to take back the meal I've ordered and be like, I'm all good. I've got live, fresh squirrel right here. No. Please leave the balsamic.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're at dinner with your family. You will get
especially up. When I'm at dinner with my family. Yeah. And how dare you bring that up? You know my family just died in a hot air balloon accident. Let the record show, squirrels don't have souls. Squirrels are not people.
Sorry about that again.
Squirrels are like...
Squirrels are not... No one is questioning that squirrels are not people.
Squirrels are like those people who ride bikes in the road. They don't matter.
They don't matter. Just a piece of meat with two holes on either end.
With two holes.
But the thing is, with eyes and maybe... If you were to hit one of those people on bikes, you would commit a crime. And this is
why we're here.
And the neighbor has therefore hit that person on the bike, a.k.a. the squirrel.
What's your neighbor's name again?
Did he even introduce himself?
Never once.
You've never met your neighbor. So how do you know he was trying to kill Timothy? How do you know he wasn't trying to help him? Maybe Timothy...
There were numerous traps.
Yeah.
Rat traps. Plus with he was running, nails through
sometimes
it.
Those traps can be comfy.
He was running around the yard with a...
Maybe Timothy was tired of sleeping on your shitty-ass wooden floor and was like, I would love some support. Maybe a little bit of neck support. And this trap had all the support he was looking for.
Or maybe he hated living there so much he saw a way
he had
out.
A chainsaw.
Maybe Timothy was trying to kill himself, but at least want a nice meal from a neighbor.
The neighbor
who will remain
nameless. He modified a weed whacker with Cutco knives on it instead of the cords and would go through his property chasing the squirrel.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a fun game they play. You've never chased something?
With eight knives attached to a weed whacker.
So he's a clever guy. He's an inventor. And he has money if he's using Cutco. So, I mean, can someone
how much money do you have?
I don't have enough. I didn't have enough to...
You don't have enough. Let the record show you don't have enough. And maybe, and I'm just putting this out there, because pets, squirrels, as you claim, are smarter than dogs. You said that.
Did I?
You said that.
The record. Does the record
let
say
the record shows. It's already on the record.
Did you just modify the record?
The record's been, it's, you said it.
Well, I mean, dogs don't jump into traps, you know.
I mean.
And squirrels know when their life sucks.
I've seen a dog eat a firework. So I would say dogs definitely jump into traps.
Well, that's the dog trying to take the party up a notch.
That's right.
Okay, dogs at least have
a bang.
Yeah, dogs have a sense of awareness and when things, you know, need to be, you know.
And
squirrels.
A sense of whimsy,
Your Honor. That squirrel means a lot to me.
Meant a lot.
Meant a lot to you.
Still does.
The
spirit is with me.
Can you show him the tattoo?
No, squirrel spirits don't live on.
Can you show him the TD tattoo? We don't need to.
Even if I show it,
the client
has
a full back
weeping.
Piece dedicated to TD.
Well, the court will order that tattoo to be removed or covered up with the Baskin Robbins logo, or a picture
just
of
put me in jail,
or a
just
picture of Bonnie Hunt just hugging Hitler. You are a squirrel killer.
Squirrel killer? It was my squirrel. My neighbor was trying to
kill
my squirrel.
You pulled him out of the wild where he was fine.
How but he allowed him to go back into the wild.
He was crying.
He was out in the yard.
And the neighbor...
The yard is not the wild. Let the record show...
It was an indoor-outdoor squirrel. There was no electric fence. There was no collar. The squirrel had free roam to go wherever it wanted. It chose to
stay. Indoor-outdoor squirrel.
I even
shushed
him. You
didn't buy him at Sports Authority. It's not a basketball.
Shush. And that's the appropriate shush.
You've never had an indoor-outdoor...
That's what you did to the... That's what you did?
See a squirrel?
Let the record show that is the opposite of what you're supposed to do to a squirrel.
What are you supposed to do to a squirrel, Your Honor? You seem to be the expert on squirrels, and yet I don't know where your knowledge is coming from.
And records.
You go... Live your life. Do what you want.
Oh, so you would talk to
squirrels.
Oh, so you would talk to the squirrel.
No, I say that out loud. But
so you would. So it's okay.
I'm talking.
Let the record show.
I'm talking to my wife, who's handling our squirrel shit.
You know what? I think you're on trial, Your Honor.
Where am I?
I think we're gonna put you on trial. You know what, Your Honor?
No. You know what? Fuck that. Shut up. 30 years in jail.
Because my neighbor tried to kill
me. Yeah, dude. Fucking attitude, man. Your neighbor's my best friend, by the way. Little did you know, let the record show, I went to middle school with your neighbor. And yeah, you don't know his name?
Yeah.
Scott Thomas.
Oh, you two picked on me. You fucking guys.
You can't curse in court, dude. Another 30. That's 60 years in jail. And you know what? Two hours of playing Twitch against a couple... fat high schoolers.
Oh, that's brutal.
With nothing but time and insults.
That's like the chair.
And you can't. And you're going to be muted. So all you got to do is listen to the shit that they say to you.
That's like the death penalty.
And another 30 years, just because.
Just
90. I don't like the way you cut your beard, dude. 90 years in jail, dude. You're going to die in there. And guess what? Your roommate, a squirrel.
That's not so bad.
I just want you to know.
Taking back the squirrel.
We'll be
damn it!
Just 90 years, dude. Let me finish. A squirrel covered in pancakes.
I'm fairly confident we'll be able to appeal this in the next level of court. Yeah.
Nah, dude, this is it.
This is it, court.
We got to breeze through these stories because we are.
I don't even know how long we've been in here for. I don't have a watch.
Dude, we spent the right amount of time on those.
Okay, ready? Okay, guys, so the main point of this podcast, we give you two news stories, one real, one fake. We each have them. I'm going to read them both of you. You guys could talk it out amongst each other. You could pick differently, pick together, whatever you choose. I'm going to read two news stories. I'm ready.
And there are prizes at the end?
There are prizes at the end for whoever wins.
One will get a first place, one will get a second place.
Okay, first news story. Yeah, the headline is, man buys house next to ex-wife, erects middle finger statue. Alan Markovitz is so over his ex-wife, which is presumably why he bought the house next to hers and erected a $7,000 statue of a hand with its middle finger raised in the backyard. The bronze statue is about 11 foot tall, faces the windows of Markovitz's ex-wife, Leah Tui's house. It's even spotlit to ensure the neighbors can see it at night. Mr. Markovitz is a local legend who owns three strip clubs in the Detroit area. Photos of the statue started circulating online when Mrs. Tui's daughter, Lenka, tweeted about it. How psychotic do you have to be to buy the house directly next to your ex-wife and then put a statue up like that? Real classy, Alan, says Lenka. Mr. Markovitz claims the statue is specifically aimed at Miss Tui's boyfriends with whom she had an affair while they were married. Mm-hmm. I'm so over her, Mr. Markovitz told Deadline Detroit. This is about him. This is about him not being a man. Mr. Markovitz says a realtor showed him the house next door by coincidence. After that, karma took over. So that's the first news story. Now you have an option. You could break it down. You could allow me to read the second one. You could elaborate. You could figure out between the two. Would you like to hear the second one?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could just get right into it. Sure. Next news title. Virginia woman dies after allergic reaction to goose down comforter. Deborah McKay, 73, was found unresponsive on Tuesday morning by her husband, Roger McKay. Roger called 911 and paramedics found Deborah deceased with a reported time of death at 8:24 a.m. Paramedics stated that Deborah showed signs of anaphylaxis, death by allergic reaction, but only be confirmed after the autopsy report. The couple had recently purchased a queen-size Utopia goose down comforter from the Norfolk bedding store, Cozy Pure. Roger McKay stated she had a slight rash on her legs and mentioned not feeling well after the first night of sleep. I'm heartbroken. We've been married for 48 years. Not once has she ever had an allergic reaction to feathers or comforters. The Utopia Goose Down Comforter was advertised as hypoallergenic. Roger McKay is now seeking an attorney to sue both Cozy Pure and Utopia Bedding. I can't believe a comforter could kill someone. I think the public should be warned, especially being advertised as hypoallergenic. Local law firm Crenshaw, Ware, and Martin has agreed to represent McKay. Both Cozy Pure and Utopia Bedding declined to comment at this time. Two stories.
Yeah, I think...
I read slowly.
I think the
second... Words, yeah, there's a lot of words in there.
A lot of words.
I think the second one is made up. I just because the first one seems like... I almost felt that passion from that guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, buy the house next to it. And it seems like the kind of story that would blow up like that. But I could. But then again, so was this Cozy Bed. I mean, it just sounds...
He got the statue of the middle finger? Or she did?
He got the statue of the middle finger.
He moved next, right? He moved next door. He moved next door and got...
Put a middle finger statue up.
Yeah, that seems like a petty dude move, you know?
Yeah. I believe, like, listening to that, I believe that someone would do that. Mm-hmm. And
dying from a comforter, I feel like I would have heard that. I feel like that would have made national news. And also Utopia Comforter. Like, or what is it? Utopia Bedding?
Utopia Bedding?
It's not a real thing. Or if it was, they were like, you know, they told their friends, like, it's like one of those things where you're like, dude, we're starting a comforter company. Like, oh shit, what's it called? Utopia Bedding. And everyone's like, what? And then, you know, a couple years later, you're like, what happened to Sam? Like, dude, he fucking moved back to Des Moines. He's like, you know, running a sandwich shop. Like, you sure? Like, well, that's what he told us he's doing.
Man,
Utopia sandwiches.
Yeah,
probably. Just stay with
that. Just who uses that word anymore? Utopia.
Utopia.
For the record, I actually don't know which one's real or which one's fake on this one. Every other episode I've known, so now I'm curious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've known on every other one. I have no idea.
They're both well written. Like, you can go into journalism. They're both like, I'm looking for like the verbiage that sounds less reportery.
I know.
And I'm like, huh. But no, they're very well written.
Reportery.
Yeah.
Okay. 48 years they were married, and the comforter killed. I also feel like, you know, maybe that one could be real because I feel like maybe the wife, she's like, yeah, how do we not? Like, 48 years, like, let's be honest. Like, you know, at some point, one of the members of that relationship is probably wanting the other to die. So it's like, maybe that woman was like, we didn't know it was supposed to be, but she fucking knew, you know?
Mm,
she
was like, the goose blanket.
He's supposed to be.
That statement, you know, would have been, Roger could finally sleep well at night.
Yeah.
Now he bought a comforter for his mother-in-law.
Yeah. So that one kind of seems real to me because that seems like a true, you know.
Okay.
I feel like people would panic.
You ever watch Snapped on Oxygen? Gals can be crafty. No. This seems like
you
an episode.
You watch a lot of TV.
I don't actually. What was the other thing?
Like the Rob Lowe.
Can I be honest? I truly don't. And I feel like that's a big problem because I feel like in this business and just auditioning for shows, like I'm constantly like, oh, I should watch a clip of that to know the tone of the show.
Yeah.
So I love that you say.
So you go to an audition for an existing show. Don't even have the nerve to watch.
But I know. But I know enough of just like
you just
because I'm online, whatever. I know of things and seen. But again, it takes me to see one Rob Lowe, Fred Savage, Lawyer Show commercial to remember that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
that was a slightly very arrogant
what
thing to just be like. I watched one commercial.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
I'm good for the audition.
Like, I'm good for knowing that that's a thing that exists.
Got it.
Because I wish I watched a lot of TV. I just, I feel like it's ADD. I'd rather be writing. I'd rather be, like, doing shit. Like, I don't know. I don't even have cable.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, watching enough TV, and I start to think in my own head, I'm like, why am I not making something? Like,
Got to be, like, I don't know, man. Everything's so, like, it's a commitment. And it's why there's a lot of three-hour movies I haven't seen, because I just, like, I'm like, I'd rather be.
Do you look for that before you watch a movie? Do you look to see if it's 90 minutes or 2 hours?
No, if I really want to see it, like, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I really wanted to see, so I didn't care.
And what did you think about it?
Loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you guys think? Which one of these stories?
Which one would you? I don't have the fake news button.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened.
I thought I grabbed it. I didn't.
I think number two is fake. I think that bitch is still alive. She didn't buy no goose comforter. I think that, what was the first one? Someone.
The erecting a middle finger.
We have a fake news button, you know, usually. Boop, boop.
I think goose is real. I think she tried to kill him.
We have a split.
And yeah, I think this snapped, by the way. Dude, we got off on a little tangent there, but is a show dedicated to profiling gals that have snapped. And they're like, he didn't compliment my spaghetti sauce, so I cut his dick off while he was sleeping. Oh. And you're like, Jesus Christ, that's out there. So yeah, so that's why I think this gal could be featured on this program.
Wow. I'd like to note that complimenting spaghetti sauce is very important.
It is. If you want to keep your wiener.
You don't want that thing, okay. Then tell her it sucks.
You guys,
all right, so we got a split decision here.
Split decision here?
Yeah, I'm going goose. That's real.
Goose okay. is real.
And you're
buying the house.
You're going middle finger's real.
The finger's real, I think.
We have the clip of the real news story. Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
I sent it to you in email.
No.
No, I don't want to. I know I'm right.
And the real news story.
Oh, yeah. Give me a second here.
I sent you the email. Yeah.
I know.
Nice, dude. Don't ever let anyone tell you you guys aren't prepared.
Top one, I assume?
No, you know? Bottom.
Oh, no, I see it. Yeah.
Like if there's anything I love about this show, it's just that things are lined up
this
and ready
to go.
This is
the real one?
Yeah, this is the real one. Man buys house next to ex-wife erects middle finger statue.
Let's see the finger.
Dude,
let's see it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Brandon. Boo, 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 boo. Look at that statue, dude.
We're gonna get an ad here.
Oh, man. Like, oh. By the way, I'd like to thank my neighbor, Tim. He helped me out with a little bit of the goose down comforter this morning when we were writing it out.
Nice.
He's got a nice, he's got a radio station called High Frequency on Brown Pocket Radio at Mixer.com. Just wanted to help him out, too, my boy.
Have you ever written your story without getting
it? No, I first of all,
you read that one was a little suspect. Like, you were stumbling over some words like you just
read. We're not
going to
have audio, but you can see the statue
wow,
right there.
Wow, look at that statue. That's a pretty solid. I mean, that guy gets an A for effort.
So
he spent $7,000 on that bronze statue.
That's not enough, in my opinion. I thought it was going to be bigger. So wait, just to recap, he bought his ex-wife.
Ex-wife. She divorced had him. An affair.
She had an affair. So he bought the house next to her.
And then put a statue.
Is she still living there with the dude?
Yeah, I guess so.
He should have got a statue of him fucking the dude that she's now fucking. You know what I'm saying? Just to mess with her head.
Yeah.
No?
I think that would have been better. I still think the middle finger
is a good
next to it.
That's just so old school. Like, fuck you, old man. Like, I don't know. Like, people are still doing the middle finger. That still carries weight. Like,
yeah, he could have had that guy
blowing
him.
As a kid, I remember getting a middle finger from, like, if I rode my bike on some guy's lawn or, you know.
Yeah, he should have had a statue of him going like this with the guy blowing him.
That's what I'm saying.
The guy blowing him?
Yeah, like, yeah, fuck you.
Or maybe him and her both, fuck, I don't know. Yeah, something,
I get you.
Something
with
the other guy.
Or maybe him holding his head while him holding the guy she's cheating on him with his head, and that head is blowing. His decapitated head is blowing him.
You might go to jail for that.
That's the statue. What's that?
You might go to jail for that one.
For that statue?
I think you might go to jail for that.
Dude, you and your McDonald's brands have watered you down, man.
Watered you down. A little PC for us here.
That's a logical statement. I think maybe you go to jail for that.
But if we're talking about true, to try to get
and get
some vengeance, like a middle finger, like, I guarantee you this is what she did. She looked out the window and goes,
what?
Yeah. Who gives a shit? Like, wasted $7,000. Like, do you think that really
got
her blood bubbling?
Yeah.
No, man.
She's just going to be like, he's crazy. She's like, I verified why I should be with
exactly.
Him. Yeah.
The house, like, that's a...
Yeah.
You know, that's a move where she's like,
for the record,
he's right next door. That's going to make her think.
Mm.
Right. Also, like, when did he put that statue out? Like, in the same day that he bought the house? It's like, you got to work... You got to slowly plant seeds to kind of start...
Also, who really got more screwed there? Because now he has to live next to...
Yeah,
that plan backfired for
sure.
Yeah,
that didn't work.
Also, she's probably going to start running a train on dudes, and he's just going to have to see every night.
And their windows are probably next to each other. They can probably hear her.
Oh, yeah.
And if anything, she could just open the window up.
Yeah, this did not work out well for her.
Yeah. There's also more detail. Like if I was her, I'd throw like a lavalier mic on, hook it up to a PA system, just blast the audio.
Wow, that's amazing.
There's more details to that story. All right, first of all, to go back, there is a Utopia betting company.
There is.
And all the research I do for every article, I look up tons of crazy facts. Cozy Pure, I look up like law firms in Norfolk.
Jesus.
Like, we really dive in. But there is more to that story. If I were, I had to like get the shorter version, but he was like shot a few times. He was in drug deals because he had this strip club. So he's a psycho.
Mm.
This guy you said owns, he's like
strip
a big
clubs
deal.
In Detroit. So, I mean, there's more to this guy, like, you know, more backstory about
with the betting company, the one that you made up?
No, the real story. There's more to,
the
like,
guy who,
oh, the middle finger
guy.
His wife
was cheating on him,
yeah.
Owned strip clubs.
Yeah.
Well, for sure, he's also probably not a great guy.
Yeah. Like, no, but he was shot a few times and then
of course he was.
Yeah.
Owns a strip club. You don't think he was, like, messing around with these girls and, like, you know, I don't know.
But that's a psycho, man.
I've never met a guy, and I've only met, I think, four. Like from comedy clubs, like and most recently in Ohio, where a guy mid show and he said, I was talking to a
we're
guy.
We're at Ohio.
Columbus?
No. I'm from Youngstown.
So no. Dayton? Yeah.
Funny Bone. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dayton, no, it wasn't. No, Lexington.
Oh, my Lexington, God. Kentucky?
It's a Funny Bone. Yeah,
Comedy Kentucky. Off Broadway.
Photogenic memory?
Fuck, where was it? It was where the Lexington Funny Bone used to be, and they opened a new one, and it's in
Shreveport.
No, anyway, whatever. There's a guy that in the showroom with an oxygen tank. We were doing all this fun banter, and then I was like, you know, was anything you want to do before, like, what, you know, like, he laughed really hard at one point, and I was like, dude, like, make sure you got enough in the tank to fucking get through the night. And then I was like, anything, like, what's on the bucket list? Like, I want to go to a strip club. And then this guy was like, I fucking own one. And then, like, that became this whole thing. So we started, like, interviewing him. And this guy had owned a strip club for, like, fucking 40 years. And, you know, was, like, real jovial mid-show. But afterwards, I'm talking to him. I'm like, yeah, like, there's no I would ever let this guy near any of my family members. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So, but again, I've met a handful. So I don't want to use that as my complete, you know, assessment of strip club owners. Okay. Maybe there are some solid dudes out there. Maybe this guy truly is a good fella and just got, you know, on the wrong side of history.
Like, sounds like a good guy.
Did you ask him about the interview process for him when he interviews for staff?
No, but I can guarantee it's probably
very private.
You know, do you have eyes?
Do you have eyes?
Do you have both tits?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you might just want to go for it. You got to
read. Can you breathe on your own?
Yeah.
You got to read your stories.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Brandon's up one.
All right, fun fact, did not know what his stories were, so we have an odd similarity on one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
All right, here we go. Here's the first story. Spanish man builds 60-foot spaceship to visit planet from his novels. A man in Spain definitely has a travel bug, but he's not looking to take a plane or an RV. A self-constructed spaceship is the ride favored by Lucio Ballesteros, an 87-year-old writer, musician, and YouTuber from Montijo, Spain. The impressive craft measures about 60 feet diameter and weighs nearly 2,600 pounds. It's even captured the attention of documentary filmmakers. Ballesteros estimates he spent more than 100,000 euros building the spaceship out of an aluminum and metal crate, according to Spanish newspaper El País. He said the craft won't be operational until he installs some motors, and he doesn't imagine it will be used until sometime far in the future. He stated that humanity will have to evolve physically and spiritually before people can figure out how the technology that powers the craft works. Someday he hopes the ship will be used to travel to 10-7, a planet that comes from a series of novels written by Ballesteros himself. Mm. The writer described the planet as inhabited by beings very similar to human beings, but with a higher stature. Explaining the planet's name, Ballesteros said that the number 10 represents the unity of God, while 7 represents the 7 dimensions of the human being.
Holy shit, this man. I believe that this man could be real. Because that's fucking crazy. And, like, you have to devote your whole life to that, like a religion, thinking that there's this other world out there that is real and...
87-year-old man.
87-year-old, and build a spaceship for
60-foot spaceship in diameter.
I mean, people have done equally weird things with their life. I love this, My Strange Addiction, or any of those weird shows where they just exploit people's mental illness.
I mean, for all we know, this is Spanish Elon Musk, but, you know, we just don't know that Elon wrote a novel.
Yeah. This guy's 87?
87.
Wow. What's the most impressive thing he's done?
I don't have any more information than
what's in front
of me. I mean, he built a spaceship. I mean, besides
that, but anything what is cool.
But the thing is, is it really a spaceship if it hasn't flown?
Whoa,
it's technically in space. It's just a ship on a rock, but
then technically I'm in space.
Technically,
I mean,
we are.
I mean, yeah, we're all in space.
Yeah. Read the next news story.
I just got really deep.
Technically, we're all in space.
All right, here you go. Here's your next headline. Resident faces foreclosure after erecting 23-foot-tall monument of grandmother in front yard. Oddly similar.
Wait, read that one more time.
Resident faces foreclosure after erecting 23-foot-tall monument of grandmother in front yard. Mark Steiner of Kalamazoo, Michigan, is now facing state-enforced eviction after his property goes into foreclosure. In February 2018, Mr. Steiner started the first phase of construction for a 23-foot-tall wooden frame, a soon-to-be monument for his recently deceased grandmother, Marcy. Steiner stated that he wanted to create something that would allow his grandmother to look over him for years to come. She raised him on her own, and this was the least he could do. The monument ended up costing Steiner $63,000 and 7 weeks to build. The final depiction was Marcy cradling Mark as a baby. He also modified a fan and aroma pump that would produce a smell of fresh cinnamon oatmeal cookies each 30 minutes. Neighbors had started to file complaints with the city throughout the entire construction process, and with each one, Steiner took proper legal action to fight them. He declared that all of his construction was to city code and did not violate any terms of his private property. After accumulating nearly 30 civil lawsuits and successfully defending them all for nearly a full year, Steiner returned home on a November evening to find that his monument had fallen over and crashed through his living room. Steiner stated...
Smelling like oatmeal.
Steiner stated that the damages, cost of numerous lawsuits, and the 8 weeks he couldn't return to work for personal reasons caused a dire financial situation. He has now reported that his home has been in foreclosure for over 6 months and is now facing eviction.
Yeah, you dumb. Like, fucking, what do you think's going to happen when you're fighting the fight on a almost 30-foot monument of your grandma? Like, dude, write a poem. There's other ways to pay homage, you know, and that shit falls to your house. That's what you get. Like, an oatmeal pump? Like, this guy just sounds like...
He's a little loopy.
I don't know. I thought this is what happens when you got... Weird. Yeah. There is something to be said about having too much time on your hands, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even Bill Gates... You know, like, I think this was a few years ago, I read the story where he was, like, trying to turn shit water into drinking water, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, dude, I want to get to that point where I'm that rich, where I have that much time, that much downtime to be able to be, like, taking a shit and then be like, I wonder if he could drink this. You know, like, that's...
You know it
that's
works,
rich.
Though, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Dude, if Bill Gates is putting his hard-earned time and money into it, there's not enough hours in the day for that guy to get things done, but this guy just sounds... I mean, I like that he's, again, trying... I don't know what he did before this. Mm-hmm. If he's like a retired vet or just, you know, worked at the post office for 50 years and now he's like, what am I going to do? I built a statue of my grandma. I miss grandma. I could see her every day. She always made me cookies. What if I have an oatmeal pump poking
through? You got to admit, there's some kind of crazy there that he's... it's like that affirmation of... There's the cookie. It's like
that's what Subway does for marketing, right?
But except there's actually something I could go in and want to eat. I don't, you know, unless someone's baking.
Also, did the statue fall in his house, or did like I want to get a list and a profiles, Facebook pages of these people that were complaining, like for sure, you know, they were in cahoots with some, you know, I don't know, Kalamazoo mob people, where they were just like, dude, enough of this statue bullshit. Can you go over and fucking knock it over?
Yeah.
Like, did it just fall? How long was it up before it just, you know, teetered over?
Dang, I didn't
do we know
either of these stories, so I don't know.
It says that he...
You didn't hear the statue? That was kind of a big point. It fell through his house.
He defended the lawsuit for nearly a full year.
Which one's real and which one's
fake. Oh, yeah.
And he came home on a November evening to find that his monument had fallen over and crashed through his living room.
So it must have been made out of something heavy for it to crash through a living room. Like a bronze...
Yeah,
I mean, like it was like
a statue, yeah.
23 feet tall, wood frame, $63,000 to make. So I'd imagine you can probably get some good, I don't know, paper mache...
Yeah, this sounds more specific to me than the old guy with the spaceship.
That's so we got to get a verdict. What do you guys think?
What race was the old guy with the spaceship?
Spanish.
Okay.
Spanish, from Spain. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have...
I hope that the old lady one is real. I like this one more.
It was an old lady.
Or to the old, his grandma.
The grandmother.
The grandma's
statue.
Oh, that
way, yeah, the grandma's statue.
I'm treating
that as real.
Yeah, me too.
And also 87-year-old... spaceship, building a spaceship. Like, dude, I once met a 74-year-old dude in Vegas, right? We were at the bar, and he was, you know, it's when I was like 32, and he's like, oh, are you 32? I was like, oh, man, I remember being that age. He's like, live it up, man, live it up. 32 is a great age. He's like, I used to, actually, 32, I was here at the Trop. I was a pool boy in Vegas. It's great. I would just, you know, help people out, get them drinks, meet a couple foreign ladies, take them up to my room, pay them to scissor each other. I'm like, I think you're misunderstanding what I'm doing at 32, but I appreciate that you think I'm that much of a baller like you were. And he's like, point is, live it up. You know, live it up. He's like, because, you know, all of a sudden you wake up one day, boom, you know, you're 82. And I was like, I thought you were 74. He's like, who knows? So my point is, like, you get to a certain age and you're just fucking not capable to... think properly for yourself. So
yeah.
87 building a ship. I mean, I want to, you know, I want to see what else you've done before that ship, you know?
Okay. So you're both in
I'm unison. Calling bullshit on that.
You're in unison on this one. That
I think 80 is when you truly max out on your potential.
Do you have a clip of some sort?
I don't know.
Okay.
No clip.
All no right. clip of the spaceship?
We don't have the fake news button, but usually you hit it to confirm.
Yeah, I'm calling Jorge's bluff.
Jorge's Bluff.
Okay.
By the way, Jorge's Bluff, a great
Jorge's, yeah.
fucking fake documentary, dude. You said you do fake docs?
Oh, yes. Jorge's Bluff is a brilliant name.
It is.
Jorge's Bluff.
That's Can I play Jorge? Give me in full prosthetic with a goatee. But like, he's like a, maybe he's like a, he's like he cheats at Uno. He plays he's competitive Uno. Yeah. He's like, draw four. Uno. He has like three cards. Like, Jorge. He's like, blah, blah. Come on. I'm one card, I swear. Jorge's Bluff this fall. All right.
See it?
I'd all right. See it. So you're both in unison. Oh, yeah. Spaceship okay. is fake.
Yeah, spaceship is not real.
Spaceship is real.
Spaceship is real.
No.
Spaceship
is real. No. I wanted grandma statue to be real.
I thought the spaceship was real.
I was going to Google the grandma statue. I wanted to see photos of her like. like in the living room.
I'm starting to know him a little bit better, and I go that oatmeal scented. I knew that was you.
That's the part that tugged at my heartstrings.
You know what though? There are people who have weird fucking ways of preserving their dead relatives. Like, there's a video on YouTube. Don't ask how I probably actually looked it up to see if this exists. This guy. I dug up his great grandmother that was buried in their backyard, and like in the video, it's like he's vlogging it. He like opens it up and like he kisses her on the forehead.
I've seen this.
She's been like in the ground for like 30 years.
I saw this.
Ah, people are so weird when they're fucking when their loved ones fucking kill them or die
it's
off.
Weird,
and,
yeah,
because I mean, I think you know, I miss my grandpa, but like I don't know if I'd ever get like a fucking you know. Gingerbread house made of them or whatever the fuck a statue I'm trying to think of the cookies and the statues together
those some people have funerals like that where they have them like propped up on a bench at their own funeral.
How much time we got left?
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. If you
like Madame Tussauds wax figurine
and it's like not that uncommon.
It's an hour.
Wrap it up.
Cool.
Well, we're gonna have to wrap it up. We're gonna have to skip
yeah, we'll have to skip that.
I hope, by the way, like when I perish, that my nieces or if I have kids, like make a statue of me, though. You know, here's what you can't do. You can't leave them the money to do it because you know they'll spend it on other shit.
Yeah,
probably drugs. But you also can't make it and then leave it because then they'll sell it or. I don't know, vandalize it. You know, they're kids. Like, somebody will teepee it. They'll have sex on it or with it. You'll leave a little hole in the back. What? One of your sick, perverted, like, third cousins will be like, well, what's that hole there for? For me not to fuck? You're like, dude, you're related to them. We're third cousins. This week on Jorge's Bluff. I think...
we got these prizes I got to give you.
We got prizes?
Yeah, he won,
He won.
No, you won.
But we're gonna.
Damn, dude! Can't we both be winners?
We're gonna throw you both a little cash on Venmo just for being here. So congratulations!
Are you serious?
Yeah. You're gonna
pay us for being here? Why? Yeah.
That was his idea, by the way. I wouldn't pay anyone.
Yeah, Vinny, don't do that.
That's your press. You get drywall.
You got some Bang energy drinks, and you got drywall drills.
Wow, I'm gonna drink all these before I get home.
Okay, don't.
Dude, I feel like that's the new Four Loko. I would stay clear of that.
These are everywhere now. Everyone's
whose are those?
Bang is our. What do you mean? Who makes them?
Yeah, because you know how like Nelly had pink juice. Yeah.
No, they're made by.
I think
VPX.
They're actually just Bang. Or I don't.
No, they're made by VPX, pharmaceuticals. Yeah.
Ooh, BCAAs.
Didn't they do Redline?
They got B vitamins. Yeah, they do Redline. They do Meltdown. They do
So these guys are good.
It's yeah.
Can I have one?
Legit, you're sponsored by them.
Does anyone want one?
Are you sponsored by Walclaw?
No, not unfortunately. I think that might be his sponsorship.
But he's like, dude, I'm doing better, man. I got wall claws. Ah, dude.
It started off with nails.
Yeah.
Nails were the first.
Hey, nails are the base of any sort of good foundation.
Now they're giving me anchors, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
All right, guys. Well, thank you.
Thanks for doing this podcast. Anyway, can we find you guys online?
Find me on Instagram at Adam Ray Comedy. Same thing with Twitter, if you're still fucking with Twitter. My website's adamraycomedy.com. I got a ton of tour dates there. My album's Read the Room. You can get that on iTunes, Spotify, podcast about last night with Brad Williams.
Very funny.
It's great. And... a couple cartoons coming out, so just look out for that in a movie and fucking, you know.
It's great, nothing, man. Killing it.
Nothing at all, really.
Just grinding, grinding. You always want more.
Brandon, where are you going?
I love a Bang energy drink.
Brandon, I know.
There's 12 of them in there, so, you know, if he wants to share.
Plug it. I'm Brandon Rogers. Just anywhere, Brandon Rogers.
Brandon Rogers anywhere. Find him on YouTube, Instagram.
Or just type
follow you right now on Instagram, baby.
Oh, thank you. Where's my phone? I need to start
following more people. I haven't really started following people until recently. I was trying to keep being like, oh, I'm going to be the kind of comedian who only follows his close, like his family. Mm. Keep it real tender. And then I realized my follow section's fucking boring. I'm like, oh, grandma did this and dad did this and I'm all caught up. And I'm like,
yeah. You got to follow like Obama and stuff like that. Like
the fun
you
know. Ones. True. Well, guys, thanks for doing the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
You guys. You guys killed it. And, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Make sure everybody. Hey, subscribe, like our page. Also, if you want to submit news stories, fake or real, we could use those, and we can give you a shout out on the podcast.
Send them to @realnewswemadeup on Instagram.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Boom. See you guys next time,
guys.
Thank you.
Dude, you guys are awesome.
That's so much fun.
Thank